感谢弟兄带我们唱诗歌。
Thank you, brother, for leading the hymn with us.
也今天很高兴能够跟朋友们还有弟兄姐妹来分享这个福音。
It's truly a joy to be able to share with friends and everyone here in regards to the gospel.
我想我们在分享之前，我想先问一个问题，问朋友们。
So before I start sharing, I'd like to ask a question to our friends here.
有个问题可以我们值得我们思考。
This is a question that is good for us to
meditate upon. 就是我们的人生的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of our life？
我们人活着到底要追求什么
？What do we seek out in our life？
我们有没有思考过这个问题
？Have we ever considered this question？
可能我们的生活非常的忙碌。
Perhaps our life is extremely busy.
我们可能都没有时间去思考我们人生的目的是什么。
Or rather, we have not even the time to consider upon this.
或者我们思考了，可能没有答案。
Or perhaps rather, we have thought about it, but never came to a decisive answer.
所以我想我们可以思考一下这个问题。
So we can certainly take the time to
人生的目的到底是什么
？What is the purpose of life?
人生的目的是追求金钱吗
？Is it to seek out to pursue monetary wealth?
追求享受吗？
To seek out pleasure.
我们知道这个钱有钱就不等于快乐。
We know that money does not equate happiness.
我们的人生目的是追求快乐吗
？Do we seek out happiness in our life?
或者我们到了美国我们是追求有房子、有车子、有票子有孩子，五子登科吗
？So, or rather, when we came to America, are we seeking out the American dream, which is the house, the car, and the kids?
那我想这些东西可能我们人生的目的可能最后其实是可能想追求快乐。
Perhaps the eventual goal is to seek after happiness.
但是这些东西其实都并不能给我们带来真正的快乐。
But none of these things can bring us true joy.
那我们就在问我们人生到底在追求什么。
So then that leads us to question what is the purpose of our life?
我想还有一个答案就是我们的人生的目的是不是在追求爱
？Perhaps we're seeking love.
我想我们就算有了其他任何一些东西，如果我们人生没有爱的话，其他那些东西都是没有用的。
Even if we have every other things, if we do not have love, then the other things are pointless to us.
所以我们可以思考我们人生的目的，活着到底是在追求什么
？So we should meditate upon the purpose of our life. What are we seeking?
如果我们在追求爱的话
，If we're pursuing love.
但是我们会发现，我们的人的爱是非常的有限。
That we'll find that man's love is very finite.
那我们讲到爱的话，我们会想到首先就是母爱。
We speak of love, the first thing we consider is a mother's love.
母爱就是我们说的世上最伟大的爱。
And we often say that a mother's love is the greatest love in this world.
母爱的对象是对孩子。
The target of this love is towards her children.
那通常就是我们。孩子在母亲的身边的话，是能够最感受到母爱。
And it's only when that the children next to their mother that they truly feel her love.
但孩子渐渐长大如果他们离家以后离开家的话，母爱就会会减少。
And as they grow older and when they leave her side, the mother's love will slowly go away.
那如果母亲去世的话，就没有办法再爱了。
And of course, if the mother passes away, she can no longer love him.
所以母爱也是非常有限的。
So a mother's love is also very limited.
那又讲到爱情，就是男女之爱。
And then there's the passion of love between a man and a woman.
那也是发现好像比较有限。
And that seems to be limited as well.
这个通常有我们弟兄姐妹，我们可能都知道有那个爱情保鲜期。
For we know that there's probably an expiration date to this love.
好像最新的调查说，这个爱情保鲜期只有18到30个月。
So according to recent research, that is only expiration date is around 18 to 36 months.
所以这个爱是非常有限的。
So this love is also very limited.
然后我们也知道我们常常说婚姻是什么？是爱情的坟墓。
And we often like to say that marriage is the death of love.
婚姻就像一个围城。A city, circled city.
So marriage is like it's like a city.
就外面的人想进去，里面的人想出来。
So those who are outside wants to get in, and those who are inside wants to get out.
是不是? 照世界上人说, 就是这样说法。
So this is what the world says.
所以就是很多人就是不喜欢, 不希望进入那个婚姻。
So that is why many are refusing to enter into marriage.
因为进入婚姻之后, 这个爱情就会减少。
Because once you enter into marriage, the passion of love decreases.
所以世界上有很多, 有多少痛苦的家庭。
So in this world, how many, there are so many dissatisfied families.
我们可以看到现在社会离婚率也很高。
And we can see how high the divorce rate is in today's world.
有多少家庭这个婚姻这个爱情是忍受。
And then how many of households this this love is but enduring?
有多少是承受。
How much of it is to bear?
有很少是享受爱情。
There's not many who are actually enjoying.
所以可以看到, 人的爱是非常有限的。
So we can see man's love is very limited.
当初结婚的时候, 我们都是海誓山盟, 信誓旦旦。
So when we first married, it was such a big event.
但是随着时间推移, 好像那个爱就会慢慢的减少。
But as time passes, it seems as love decreases.
所以就像这个干电池,
just like this dry cell battery.
那个电池你用了时间久了, 它的电池会减少。
And when you use it for a long period of time, the power in it decreases.
所以我们需要那个爱呢, 需要插到那个电源上, 才会有源源不断的电。
So our love needs to be connected to the power source so that it can always have power.
所以我们人的爱也是同样, 我们人的爱的话, 非常的有限, 我们需要到一个爱的源头, 那个接上源源不断的爱。
So we need to, our love is the same way. We need to be connected to the source of love so that we can continuously to have love.
那爱的源头在哪里呢?
But what is the source of love?
在寻找这个问题之前, 我想可能我们需要, 思考人从哪里来。
If we were to consider this question, but before we can, we must consider where is man from?
我们通常, 我们所说的教育, 人是进化来的, 对不对?
Our, based on our education, man was evolved.
人是从猿进化到人。
So man was evolved from apes.
但是我想这边有个关键的点,
There's a very important point here.
就是我们要思考, 我们这个所接受的教育呢, 是事实还是人的意见。
So there's a critical point here is whether or not the education we receive is its opinions of man or is it the fact, the truth.
所以我们接受的教育就是人从猿进化而来。
So education teaches us that we're evolved from apes.
大概有200万年的时间。
About 2 million years.
如果按照20岁一个为一代的话,
if you consider every generation is about 20 years.
这个进化过程大概有10万代。
So it's about 10,000, sorry, 100,000 generations.
这个我们都没有见过。
This is something we've never seen.
我想唯一的那个依据的话就是化石。
So perhaps the only thing we have come close is the fossils.
但是呢, 如果真的去考察的话, 这个当中这么长的过程当中缺少很多化石的依据。
But if we were to look into it deeply, we will find that there are many, many fossil transition pieces that are actually missing.
所以我们要思考这个到底是事实呢，还是只是科学家的意见。
So we should seriously consider whether this is the truth or merely hypothesis by the researcher.
我想我们当中也有人是学生物的。
I think there are many of us who are also studies biology.
有学生物的人做实验。
So those the biologists would do their experiments.
他们在实验室里那个用细菌来做实验。
They use bacteria to do their experiments.
那些细菌它变化很快。
So these bacteria and these organisms they evolve very quickly.
有人统计过细菌如果10万代它变化的话，大概用3年，差不多3年时间就可以。
And so it takes about 3 years for 100,000 generations of these organisms to change to mutate.
但是三年，差不多3年以后呢，十万代细菌经过10万代变化还是细菌，它没有改变。
So after 100,000 generations, 3 years later, there continues to be the same bacteria. They didn't evolve to change to be something different.
它没有进化成其他东西。
They didn't evolve to be something of higher order.
所以我们要思考，到底进化是事实呢，还是人的意见？
Therefore, we should consider whether evolution is the truth or merely a hypothesis.
另外一种说法就是创造，是人是神创造来的。
But the other option is that man was created by God.
圣经第一卷创世纪第一节。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1,
圣经讲到啊，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
啊，而且神又用了六天时间创造天地之间的万物。
And then God used 6 days to create all the things in the both heaven and earth and all things.
而且在这个第一章的26到27节。
In chapter 1, verse 26 to 27.
这边说到神说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
神就照着自己的形象造人乃是照他的形象造男造女。
God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them.
所以按照圣经的说法神是人是被神创造出来的。
So according to the Bible, man was created by God.
那我想这是不是一个事实呢？
Well, is this the truth?
我们没有见过神创造人，对不对？
We've never seen that, when we were not there when God created man.
但是我们所在这个房子，我们的桌子，我们的椅子，它是不是有个设计者？
If we were to consider that this house, this meeting place we're in, the chairs, tables, do they have a creator as well?
这些东西是凭空而来的吗？
Did these things just appear out of nowhere?
既然这些东西有一个设计者，一个创造者，那所有有生命的东西是不是也有一个设计者和创造者呢？
If all these things we can see have a creator, then perhaps is it maybe the living things would have a creator as well?
我们确实没有见过神创造人那个过程。
We were truly never there when God experienced the process when God created man.
但是根据罗马书的第一章二十节。
But according to Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
罗马书说自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见但借着所造之物就可以晓得叫人无可推诿。
For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and the divine nature, has been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made so that they are without excuse.
我们是没有看见神创造天地万物包括人那个过程。
We were not privy to the process in which God created all heaven and earth and all man.
但是我们可以看见神创造天地万物包括人在内那个事实。
But we can see the reality ofthe truth, reality of God's creation of man and the heaven and earth.
它那个结果就是包括我们所看见的天地万物，包括我们自己在内。
The result is what we can see, the visible world, the heaven and the earth, and including ourselves.
这个是不容置疑的事实。
This is something that we cannot refute.
然后呢，在圣经创世纪那第一卷书。
In the first book in Genesis.
第一章里边讲到一个词叫各从其类。
And in Genesis, God uses the term all things according to his kind.
这个词在第一章里边出现了十次。
And it disappeared 10 times in the first chapter of Genesis.
不论神创造，不仅创造人，他创造各样万物东西，他都说各样东西都是各从其类。
So whether it's in the creation of man or any other living being, he always referred to them and saying in his own kind.
这就是我们所看见的事实。
This is the truth we see.
所以就我们所看见事实就是猴子永远是猴子。
The truth is that monkeys or apes will forever be apes.
猿永远是人猿。
Apes will forever be apes.
猫永远是狗猫永远是猫。
And cats will always be cats.
狗永远是狗。
And the dogs will be dogs.
那么人永远都是人。
And man will forever be man.
各从其类。
And all things according to their kind.
我们没有见过这些其他这个猫会变成狗。狗会变成猫。
We never seen where cats become dogs or dogs to cats.
我们有怀孕待产的 conceive,
when we're pregnant,
怀孕待产的我们能确定我们里边生出来我们可以确定是人对不对
When we're pregnant, we can be sure that we will have a man, a person.
我们从来不会怀疑我们生出来的不会会有进化吧。
We're sure that it's a human, and we never thought that it would be evolved somehow.
所以人的祖先不是禽兽，不是 animal.
So the ancestor of man is not an animal.
所以我们需要思想，我们到底啊，这个神人从哪里来？到底是事实呢，还是只是科学家的意见而已
？So we should we should consider where is man from? What is the truth?
在诗篇圣经里边的诗篇。
In Psalms.
诗篇139篇14节。
Psalms 139 chapter verse 14.
他说：“我要称谢你，因你受造奇妙可畏。”你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
I will give thanks to you, for I am fearful and wonderfully made.
所以人的受造这边讲到是非常的奇妙可畏的。
So we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
有很多例子，我只想简单的讲两个。
There are many many examples, but I would like to give you.
人身上那个皮肤啊，有汗毛孔，对不对
？So our skin has these pores, glands.
那个汗可以从汗毛孔里出来。
The sweats will come from the sweat glands.
但是下雨和我们游泳的时候，那个水进不去。
But when we swim or when it's raining, the water cannot go back in.
奇妙吗
？That's amazing.
还有我们如果弟兄姐妹有试过的话，可以在家里倒立，人倒立过来。
So if you perhaps you can try this at home if you were to stay upside down.
倒立呢，你仍然可以喝水。
If you stay upside down, you can still drink water.
你喝进去那个水不会受地心的吸引力，仍然会往下，它仍然可以从你食管到你的胃里边去。
And the water that you drink will travel from your esophagus into your stomach. It will not come out because of gravity.
我在家里试过，非常的奇妙。
I tried this at home, so it's very amazing.
所以这个不会受地心引力，你喝进去喝不进去，水不会下来，不会这样。
And this does not it's not affected by gravity and.
所以奇妙，是人的受造真的是非常奇妙。
So man's creation is very amazing.
所以中国人的老祖先创造一些词，就也是来表明人的创造，神的创造。
The Chinese in Chinese history there were certain terms that they created to describe this creation.
天生我材必有用。
Let's see.
I was born gifted.
Okay.
Right.就是神创造天生我们是神生出来创造出来的我必有用
We're born from the heavens, we're created.
我们是有天赋人有天赋有天才
So we have, let's say our gifts are considered heavenly gifts.
这些都是神的创造
This is all God, this is God's creation.
而且呢人不是动物也不是高等动物
Therefore man is not an animal nor are we a higher order animal.
我们刚才读过，人是按照神的形象创造的。
As we read, that man was created according to the image of God.
每一个人都有尊贵，又有荣耀。
Every one of us has honor and glory.
神的目的在人的身上是要叫我们管理这个地。
And God's purpose for our life was to have dominion over this earth.
我们可以看又看诗篇，同样诗篇第八章。
If we turn to Psalms chapter 8.
第四到第八节。
Verse 4-8.
这边说到诗篇第八篇四到八
Psalms chapter 8 verse 4-8
便说人算什么你竟顾念他世人算什么你竟眷顾他
What is man that you take thought of him and the son of man that you care for him
你叫他比天使微小一点并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕
Yet you have made him a little lower than God and yet you crown him with glory and majesty
你派他管理你手所造的，使万物就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经海道的都伏在他的脚下。
You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the path of the seas.
所以可以看到从这个圣经可以看到，我们人是神创造，而且每一个人都有尊贵荣耀。
And so from this, we can see every one of us created by God, and we all have honor and glory.
神创造人是为了叫我们管理全地。
He created us so that we can have dominion over this earth.
所以人不是动物，更不是什么高等动物。
So man is not an animal nor a higher order animal.
所以我们看现在 pandemic 有那个 virus.
So we're currently in a pandemic and there's a virus.
Virus 可以叫人生病。
And the virus will cause us to be sick.
那在 virus 面前，到底是 virus 高等呢，还是人高等？
So is a virus a higher order or is man a higher order?
人如果是高等动物，怎么还会让这么小的 virus 可以让人生病？
If man is a higher order animal, then how can it be sick by the virus?
但是人被造呢，啊，人是身上还有问题。
When man was created, man has certain problems.
啊，人的问题就是罪。
And so man's problem is sin.
啊，神在造人的时候呢，他给人有自由意志。
When God created man, he gave man the freedom of free will.
他在人的祖先啊，神最早创造的就是亚当和夏娃。
So the God first created Adam and Eve.
啊，他那个时候就给人有自由意志。
He gave man free will.
但是亚当和夏娃他没有按照神的意思来选择。
But Adam and Eve did not choose according to God's will.
啊，他做了选择就根据他自己的选择。
They chose according to their own will.
他们就是自作主张。
And so they followed in their own will.
他们是以所做出选择是以自己为中心的。
And they were focused on their own will.
啊，这就是罪。罪的开始。
And this is the beginning of sin.
啊，或者说就是什么叫罪，其实就是，但是英文呢，英文那个罪是要说 sin。
So what is sin?
啊，那个，但是跟我们认为这个罪是 crime。
So in the Chinese, it could be also termed as crime, but in English, it's only sin.
但是中文里边并没有啊，就是说。中文把这个 sin 和 crime 都翻译成罪。
So in the Chinese, sin and crime are the same.
所以有的时候我们会比较 confused.
So sometimes it could get a bit confusing.
但是那个英文这个罪的它那个原文意思就是说是离开神的标准。
And the definition of sin is to depart from the standards of God.
达不到神的标准都是罪。
If we cannot reach God's standard, then it is a sin.
然后那个 sin 呢，那个罪呢，还会一代代往下遗传。
And the sin will get passed on generation to generation.
所以从人的祖先开始，那个罪进来之后，啊，每一代遗传下来，所以到了我们这边，我们每一个人都是罪人。
So when sin entered into man and it was passed on generation to generation till us, we all have sin.
罪在我们里面有表现的形式。
So sin has a manifestation.
它会表现出来。
It will be manifest.
就像几个简单例子，几些简单例子，就是说贪心。
For example, a very simple example.
有好东西我没有。
We see that others have things we like and we don't have.
这里边就讲就摸到我的我了 ，right？ 嫉。
And this touches upon our self.
嫉妒。
This touches upon jealousy.
看到别人比我好，我就受不了。
We see that others are better than us, then that's something we cannot stand.
又是我的问题。
It is also a problem with me.
骄傲。
Pride.
我看到我比别人好，我觉得我比别人好。
When I see that we are better than others,
这也是我。
This is also me.
所以罪的根本问题就是自己以我的为中心。
And so the problem with sin is that we ourselves becomes the focus, the center.
但是按照神的标准呢，这个罪的工价就是死。
According to God's standards, the punishment for sin is death.
但是神呢，爱我们。
But God loves us.
他爱我们这些罪人。
He loves us sinners.
所以他派他的独生爱子。
And therefore he sent his only beloved son.
派他独生爱子耶稣。
Jesus.
为我们罪死在十字架上。
To die for our sin upon the cross.
这就是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
这也就是爱的源头。
And he is the source of love.
而且耶稣基督还为我们从死里复活。
And what is and more even more so, he resurrected from the dead for us.
把他那个永远的生命给了我们。
So that he gave us his eternal life.
所以呢，我想，这个人的根本的问题就是因为罪。
So man's basic foundational problem is sin.
但是我们需要，我们有一个出路。
But we need a way out.
耶稣基督就是为我们死，这就是我们的出路。
And Jesus died for us, and that is our escape route.
神爱我们。
He loves us.
所以呢，他把那个永远的生命给了我们。
He loves us and gave us his eternal life.
这就是爱的源头。
And he is the source of all love.
我们要有永远的爱，我们也希望有永远的爱。
And we hope to have this everlasting love.
这个永远的爱要有个源头。
And this everlasting love must have a source.
那个源头就是在永远的生命里面。
And the source of this everlasting love is an everlasting life.
讲到那个永恒的生命或者永远的生命。
When we speak of an everlasting life,
其实人我们世人都在追求那个永恒。
We are all seeking this, pursuing this everlasting life.
从古代那个中国最早的第一个皇帝秦始皇。
From the very first emperor in China,
我们都知道他那个时候在练那个长生不老的丹。
And he was trying to figure out how to live forever.
他也派人去寻找那个长生不老的药。
And he sent people to look for this medicine that he can live forever.
他甚至也在那个造了兵马俑，他就是希望他以后死了以后可以一直活着。
And then he created, made all the terracotta warriors in hopes that he can live forever.
他希望可以一直做王。
And he hopes that he can be king forever.
包括那个古埃及那个金字塔。
Even the ancient the pyramids in Egypt,
那个是法老的坟墓。
And those were the tombs of Pharaoh.
但是那个陵墓呢，它是有保护法老的功用。
And it has ways to protect the Pharaoh.
它据说是让法老死了以后呢，可以让他从人变成神。
And it's supposedly to protect him so that once he dies, he is no longer man, but
而且可以从那个金字塔升天。
And then he can ascend to the heavens from the pyramid.
所以人都是有这个追求永恒的想法。
So man always has always been seeking for eternity.
这个是人特有的，动物没有这种想法。
This is something that only man has. Animal doesn't consider these things.
但是感谢神。神在那边，他说他要把永恒的生命给我们。
And thank God that He promised to give us His eternal life.
他把他永恒的生命是放在我们的里面的。
He placed His eternal life in us.
放在一切相信的人里面。
Placed it in all those who trust in Him.
放在人的灵里面。
Placed it into our spirit.
这个是我们没有办法想象的。
This is something we cannot fathom.
跟我们所要跟那些秦始皇了或者法老他们所追求的永恒是不一样。
This is different from the eternity that the ancient kings and emperors sought after.
只有耶稣基督他从死里复活。
There is only one who was resurrected from the dead.
所以只有他有那个复活的生命。
And therefore only he has eternal life.
但是他会把他的这个复活永远的生命赏给我们一切相信的人。
But he is willingly gives us gives his eternal life to all those who trust in him.
所以在约翰福音三章十六节里边讲到。
So therefore in Gospel John 3:16 it says,
说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, so that all who trust in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
所以这个我们只要相信神，相信耶稣，我们就能够得到那个永远的生命。
We only need to trust in God and trust in Jesus, and then we shall have everlasting life.
我想我们讲到那个爱，爱的源头，那我们都知道这个宇宙间其实最重要的就是爱。
So we've spoken about the source of love, for we know that love is needed in this universe.
耶稣要给我们的就是那个爱。
And what Jesus gives us is that love.
那我想我们父母和孩子之间最重要的我们追求的也就是爱。
And love is also what we seek after the most between parents and children.
弟兄姐妹之间也所重要的也就是爱。
What's important between brothers and sisters is also love.
那夫妻之间呢最重要的也同样是爱。
And even more so between husband and wife, what is critical is love.
人际关系之间呢最重要的也是爱。
And in our interpersonal relationships, what's important is also love.
所以我想我们人生的目的应该就是在追求爱。
Perhaps the purpose of our life is to find love.
但是呢因为人非常有限，人的爱就会减少。
But because man is limited, our love decreases.
我们需要有一个这个爱的源头，一个永远的爱。
We need to have a source of this everlasting love.
这个永远的爱只有在永远的生命里面才会有。
And then this eternal love is only...present in eternal life.
所以主神给我们所相信的人有这个永远的生命。
And so God gave us all those who trust in him this life.
这个里边有永远的爱。
And within this life, there is that eternal love.
这个生命是非常的丰富的。
This life is very abundant.
那我想就给弟兄为大家分享几点。
So I want to share with you a few points.
一个是这个生命可以带来喜乐。
And one is that this life can bring us joy.
这个不是我们 我们时常所讲的那个快乐。
And this is different from the happiness that we often talk about.
因为我们在世上所讲的那个快乐，通常就是这件事情如果是能够让我们快乐的，那我们就快乐。
And so this happiness that we often talk about is these things, these are earthly things that can give us happiness.
但是我们会遇到一些事情呢，没有办法让我们快乐。
But we are often faced with things that that cannot give us happiness.
那我们就没有办法快乐了。
And because of if we're faced with these things, then we cannot be happy.
这个也不是天然那些乐观的人。
This is also different from those who are just naturally very, very joyful.
Yeah, 那些天然乐观人呢，如果他遇到一些不快乐的事情，他有可能会被变得不快乐。
This is different from those who are just naturally optimistic. If they're faced with unhappy things, they too will perhaps be unhappy as well.
甚至当我们有的时候心情不好的时候，那些原本可以叫我们快乐的事情，我们都快乐不起来。
Even for perhaps sometimes when we're sad, even those things who normally would give us happiness cannot help us.
所以我们所讲的喜乐了，并不是我们所实际上所说的那个快乐。
So therefore, the joy that we speak of is not the happy things in the world.
所以我们讲的那个喜乐也是有个源头的。
So the joy we speak of also has a source.
那个源头就是在神的生命里边。
And the joy again is also in the eternal life that God.
就是在那个永远的生命里面。
It is in that eternal life.
所以就像我们刚才我们开头唱的诗歌。
Just as we the first hymn we sang.
爱、喜乐、生命。
Love, joy, and life.
那个副歌里边，我们还记得吗？就是我们的喜乐是涌自心底。
And if we still remember the chorus, is that the love abides in our heart.
喜乐泉源，那个是从心底里边来的喜乐。
And the source of this joy, and that is from this joy is from our heart.
而且讲到泪水不在，我们有喜乐的生命。
And then the tears are no longer there, but we have a joyful life.
所以这个我们所讲的喜乐呢，是从那个永远的生命来的。
The joy we speak of comes from that eternal life.
而且我们刚才唱到那个最后一首诗歌345首。
And then the last hymn we sang was 345.
那个副歌里边讲到。
Now that chorus it speaks.
副歌讲到耶稣耶稣，我拣选主耶稣。
It says Jesus Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, we choose you.
我的心正住在所有甘甜事物之源。
My heart abides in the source of all the sweetest.
如果我们可以打出那个诗歌的话。
If we can open up the hymn.
而且那个诗歌第二节里边讲到。
The second stanza of the hymn it says.
第二节说到我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做喜乐。对，这个是刚才这边是讲到刚才的副歌。
So this is the chorus.
Yeah, 第二节里边这个就是说，第二节里边讲到我已拣选他做喜乐，有他我心虽痛苦，仍然会唱诗歌。
I've chosen the Lord Jesus, my very joy to be. With him, my heart, though aching, has still a song to sing.
就是讲到我们在生活当中也还是会遇到一些事情能够让我们没有办法快乐。
And it speaks of the in life we certainly will be faced with things that will cause us to be hurt.
甚至让我们的心很痛苦。
Perhaps even our heart to ache.
但是呢，我们里边有神给我们这个永远的生命。
But because within us there is the eternal life from God.
我们在这个时候，我们仍然可以唱诗歌。
Even enjoying these times, we can continue.
这个不是世界上的歌，是这个神给我们的这些诗歌。
It is not worldly songs, but rather the hymn that or the songs that God gives us.
唱着唱着，我们里边这个心情就会被改变。
And as we sing and sing, our condition change improves.
就会从痛苦变成喜乐。
And it changes from being hurt to being full of joy.
这是很多这个信主的人他们所有经历。
And this is the experience of many who have trusted in Him.
在歌词后面讲到，有他我无别原因，也发喜乐声音。
And it says, with him I need no, he need no reason to shout exultantly.
因我所有的欢心是在他心。
For all my jubilation from him does spring.
这也是有神生命的人的这个经历。
This is also the experience of one who has his eternal life.
有的很多时候没有其他原因， 但是我们里面就是有喜乐。
And perhaps sometimes there is no reason, but we just have this joy that is within us.
因为那个喜乐是从神永远的生命来的。
Because that joy is, comes from God's eternal life.
是他的爱，是他的爱所给我们的。
It is something that his love gives us.
我记得有一个信主的人。
I know someone who trusted in God.
他在工作当中还遇到一个老板呢，那老板是有忧郁症的。
And in his job, he has a boss who has depression.
所以那个老板常常给他难处。
So the boss often makes it hard for him.
所以搞得我们这个弟兄非常的痛苦。
So this brother is really suffering.
有一天他就下班回来，他就是因为那个老板对他有给他难处。
And so one day he came home and his boss was giving him a hard time.
跟他在一起的室友。就跟我们讲他那个例子，不是他自己讲，是他那个室友讲的。
So his roommate was telling us this, like sharing this example. It wasn't himself.
说他进来那个时候呢，回到家里边，因为工作时候有难处，所以他那个脸是苦瓜脸，非常痛苦。
And so when he came home because there was difficulty at work, he looked very depressed.
然后那个室友呢，就说他们要去做事情，他们本来约好了，那就要出去了。
And originally they agreed to go do something.
但是我们那个弟兄呢，他实在心情很不好。
But our brother was so upset.
因为他实在这个难处比较大。
Because he was really bothered by work.
他就跟那个室友说：“你给我10分钟的时间，我去祷告。”
So he gave his he told his roommate, "Give me 10 minutes. 10 minutes, let me go pray."
他就跑到自己的房间去，就跪在那边十分钟。
So he went into his room and knelt there and prayed.
10分钟以后出来。
10 minutes later, when he returned,
那个室友跟我们说
，the roommate told me,
他完全不一样了。
He was completely different.
他的脸上有喜乐，有笑容了。
His face was filled with joy, and he now can smile.
跟他十分钟之前完全不是同一个人。
He was completely different person from who he was 10 minutes ago.
所以真的是神这个生命在我们里面我们能够回到，就靠着这个生命，我们才能够有喜乐。
And so it is truly by his life that we have joy.
我也亲身遇见过我们有当中有弟兄他是得绝症的。
And so I've also personally met a brother who had terminal illness.
但是你发现这个弟兄整天都是脸上有喜乐。
But yet you will find that this brother, his face is full of joy every single day.
你看不出这个弟兄是得绝症的。
And you will never, you can never possibly imagine, thought of that he had a terminal illness.
那个不是天然的乐观。
It is not a natural optimist.
我相信天然的乐观，在这种情况下，没有一个会像他这样。
I don't think anyone who is just a natural optimist would be optimistic and when faced with such a
situation. 就是因为他所信的是什么。
It's only because of who he trusts.
因为他里边有那个喜乐的源头。
Because within him, there is a source of joy.
所以我觉得是非常的我们是很受激励的。
And so we were truly encouraged by this.
我们这些没有平平安安就是身体都好的人都没有他那么喜乐。
And for us who have no health issues, even we don't have the same joy he has.
所以感谢神能够给我们生命，他能够给我们有喜乐。
And thank God that he gave us life and also joy.
那个生命呢，而且能够带出得到满足。
And this joy will also bring us satisfaction.
这个喜乐其实跟满足也是有很大关系的。
Contentment and joy is very closely connected.
我们都知道有个话叫知足常乐。
There's a phrase that says, if you are content, then you will know everlasting joy.
如果我们能够得到满足的话，我们就会喜乐，就会开心。
If you're satisfied, if you're content, then you will enjoy joy.
但是我们人真的能够得到满足吗？
But can we truly be content?
我想我们从小朋友身上就可以看出来。
When we look at children, it's very clear.
有孩子的我们都知道，小到孩子小的时候，你给他买玩具，买了玩具可能玩一天两天，最多一个礼拜他就厌了，就腻了。
And when we have children, we buy them toys, and within a few days or even a week, they would be tired of the toys.
他就会要再要一个新的玩具。
Then they will want something new.
所以有时候买了很多玩具呢，你。时间过一段时间他都不要玩，但是你可以再过两天再给他玩，但是你要把这个玩具不同的玩具，今天玩或者这个礼拜玩这个，然后下礼拜再给他不同的玩具。
So after a while you give them a lot of toys and perhaps they need to play this toy today and then a different toy the next time.
所以可以从孩子身上看到啊，没有办法得满足。
So we can see from a children's life that there is no contentment.
啊，我们记得我之前有去台湾。
I remember I went to Taiwan previously.
啊，我们坐那个长途汽车，应该从花莲到从最南端到花莲，对，最南的花莲到可能是到台东部那个什么地方一个地方。
So we took a long tour bus, a long trip from one place to the eastern side of Taiwan.
那个长途汽车司机的就跟我们开玩笑在车上。
So the driver was joking with us.
他说台湾有很多少数民族。
And so Taiwan has a minority.
有高山族。
They're the people who live in the mountains.
等等等，然后他说还有一个族，还有一个少数民族，你可能都不知道。
And so he says there are minorities in Taiwan, you know, among these. And
这个少数民族
one that you don't know.
这少数民族叫不满族。
And there's a minority that's called those who are never content.
他解释为什么叫不满族。
Why are they called never content?
因为他们这个少数民族都是妻子。
And because this minority, they're all women?
Wife, they're all wives.
They're wives. Okay.
因为他们的丈夫，他们的丈夫是开长途汽车的。
Because their husband are tour bus drivers.
所以长途汽车司机常常在外嘛。
So the husbands will always be away.
都不在家里。
And they're never home.
所以他们的妻子都不满足。
And then, so the wives are never satisfied.
所以可见啊，人里边都有一个不满足。
So even men are never content.
但是呢，这个满足怎么样才能够填满呢
？So how can we be content?
有没有办法可以让我们填满这个满足
？How can we, how can we be content?
我想我们人活在地上，我们都是有很多追求，对不对
？I think in this world we have a lot of pursuit.
我们房子追求房子小的呢，我们希望有一个大房子。
So when we have a small house, we want a bigger house.
这个就是我们的追求。我们有了大房子，我们就以为满足了。
Perhaps we this is our pursuit. Perhaps we think that if we have a bigger house, we'll be content.
但是我听到有房子有了大房子的人还嫌房子大。
And then, but I've heard that people who have big houses, complain that how their house is too big.
所以刚才我们唱的那个诗歌345首。
So the hymn we sang was 345.
里边歌词有讲到一句。
So the hymn itself speaks of that.
蓄家的水引千井，可仍不停。
First stanza?
应该是第几节？第二节吗？第一节。
All sick as well as exhausting, I'm thirsty still.
所以我们是不是感觉我们的那这话是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of this？
就是说这个那个故事的背景就是耶稣他到了一个地方叫叙加。
So the background is that Jesus went to this place called Sychar.
他到那边口渴了。
And he was thirsty.
他就是跟那有一个妇人过来，可以他在井旁边。
So there was a woman.Was by the well.
耶稣就问他要水喝。
So Jesus asked her for water.
这个当中就有一段对话，就耶稣和那个妇人的对话。
So there was a conversation between back and forth between Jesus and the woman.
如果我们可以看约翰福音4:13-15.
If we can look at Gospel John chapter 4:13-15.
耶稣就回答说。
Jesus answered and said to her.
约翰福音4:13-15。耶稣回答说：“凡这喝这水的，还要再渴。”
Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again."
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源。只涌到永生。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water spring up to eternal life.
那个妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw."
所以我想，我们的人生是不是就像这个在一直在喝那个蓄家的水？
Is our life not like this woman when we're always drinking Sychar's water?
无论是你喝了再多，仍然没有办法满足我们里面。
No matter how much water you drink, you will never be content.
啊，没有办法，没有什么东西可以让我们里边得到长久的满足。
Nothing can truly satisfy us.
啊，我们在追求啊，我们没有工作的，我们希望有工作。
If we don't have a job, we are looking for a job.
啊，我们这个我们房子小的，希望有大的房子。
If we have a small house, we want a bigger house.
啊，我们这个车子有了车子，没有车子想追求有车子。
If you don't have a car, you want a car.
有了车子，希望有更好的车子。
If you have a car, then you want a better car.
啊，我们这些东西呢，其实我们仔细想想，到了手之后，这个满足只是短暂的。
If we take some time to think about this, all of these things are but temporary.
啊，我们常常在问，得到一样东西之后呢 ，So what? What's next?
So we often ask, so what if you gotten these things? So what? What is next?
这个东西我们想想看，确实啊，那些满足只是短暂的，没有办法让我们得到长久的满足。
And all these things but give us temporary satisfaction. Nothing is.
那我们的人生每天就是忙啊，我们现在都生活非常忙碌。
And every day our life is extremely busy.
就是通常的我们生活就是上班、下班，或者有孩子照顾孩子，然后吃饭睡觉。
And every single day is go to work, come back from work, feed the kids, and go to sleep.
每天都是这样重复，对不对
？And this is something we do every single day.
啊，这些东西确实，但是我们里边还是有不满足。
But yet our heart is still dissatisfied.
啊，我们的可能财富可以增加，但是我们里边的满足却没有办法增加。
Perhaps our wealth will increase, but our discontentment will not. Our contentment will not increase.
所以可能我们的生活就是这样，每天的朝九晚五啊，一直到我们的退休。
Perhaps this is our life. Our life is like this every single day, all the way until we retire.
啊，我们所世界上能给我们的这一切东西呢，不过是让我们能够暂时的满足。
And all the things that the world gives us, but give us temporary satisfaction.
啊，我们但是圣经里边就讲到，在诗篇九十篇的第十节。
The Bible tells us in Psalms chapter Psalms 90, verse 10.
他说：“我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。”
As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone, and we fly away.
所以可以讲到写诗的人，他说我们的一生，我们活不论活多久，我们可以所夸的就是那些劳苦，那些愁烦。
And the psalmist tells us that no matter how long we live, the pride we take in life is but labor and sorrow.
啊，我们这一生也非常短暂，很快就过去了。
And our life is also very short, very quickly it passes.
所以我们在世上追求的东西并没有办法让我们得到完全长久的满足。
And so the things in the world can never truly satisfy us.
所以很多人呢，到了一生在追求这些东西，等到他们退休的时候
，So people are many people are pursuing these things all the way till they retire.
到退休的时候就非常的失落。
And after they retire, they feel very empty.
啊，因为他们所追求的东西
they're no longer there when they retire.
原来都是在没有退休之前都是有权有势的。
These people perhaps before they retire, they have power and position.
啊，到了退休就从上面直接下来了。
And when they retire, they go all the way to the bottom.
啊，就是一个很大的一个落差。
It is a sudden loss for them.
啊，所以很多人，有些人就得了那个忧郁症。
And so many people eventually end up with depression.
啊，我所认识的当中就有这种情况。
And I actually know someone who has this.
啊，所以我想这个就是我们人在我们里边有一个不满足，没有任何东西可以让我们真正得到满足。
So in us there's just so much dissatisfaction, nothing can truly satisfy us.
但是我们刚才唱的那个诗歌345首里边
，But the hymn 345 tells us.
啊，副歌里边唱到耶稣耶稣
，And the chorus it sings, Jesus Jesus.
诗歌唱到耶稣耶稣，他是我满足，是他清除我的要求，平静我的意念。
It says, he hears my... with him I have no other pleas. In him my heart is still. He all my heart does fill.
It's in the chorus.
It's in the chorus.
Yeah, 耶稣他乃是我满足，是他消除我的要求，平静我的意念。
Oh, Jesus Christ, he all my heart doth fill. With him I have no other plea. In him my heart is still.
他的刚才在有一节讲到他爱实在是充足，满足我的一切，应该在是第一节吗？第一节里。
It says, my, his love is so abundant, he fills my every need.
所以我觉得这个就是诗人的经历。
I think this is the experience of the psalmist.
也是我们很多信主人的经历。
Likewise, it is also experience of many believers.
因为神的爱实在是丰富。
Because his love is abundant.
他就是我们一切满足的源头。
He is the source of all our satisfaction.
我们到他里边，我们才能够得到真正的长久的满足。
And only in him do we have everlasting satisfaction.
所以就像这个诗歌所唱的，他能够清除我们一切的要求，能够平静我们的意念。
So just as the hymn says, he knows all of our needs and he can calm our pleas.
我们很多时候这个里边有空虚了我们但是神能够填满我们。
And if we're empty inside, God can fill us.
我们很多一些想法但是到主面前呢就可以把这些想法都给去掉。
And perhaps we have a lot of these thoughts, but when we come before him,
就是很能够让我们心情平静下来。
He can truly cause us to calm down.
所以是非常奇妙的。
It's very amazing.
我想这个神的生命给我们另外一点就是有讲到一个就是饶恕。
And another point is that his life, he gives us forgiveness.
就是在神的生命里边所给我们的。
It is something he gives us in his life.
我想饶恕的话对我们来说都不是特别容易的事情。
It's not easy to forgive someone.
别人如果对我们好的话我们有时候不太容易记得。
When someone is good to us, we tend to forget.
但是如果别人对我们一点不好。
If someone wronged us.
或者我们受一点委屈了受被冤枉了。
Or we've been wrongfully accused.
我们特别容易记得 right?
We will...Surely you will definitely remember.
我们有时候甚至还可以记很久。
And oftentimes we will remember for a very long time.
就算是别人无意当中得罪我们，我们还是很记得。
And even if someone does it, you know, does it by accident, we.
所以我们人的记性就是这样这个不该记得我们还记得，有时候该记得的东西我们就记不住。
And this is us. Things we should remember, we don't. But things we should forget.
饶恕真的很难的。
So forgiveness is very difficult.
有的时候我们觉得我们已经饶恕别人了。
Oftentimes we feel that we've already forgiven someone.
但是你一看到那个人呢，就马上里边又想起他怎么得罪我。
But whenever you see that person, all of a sudden you will remember how the person wronged you.
对不对？所以，我觉得世上我在没有信主之前，世上有句话就说，能饶恕人的是神。
And so, you know, before I came to know the Lord, there's a phrase I often hear is that only God forgives.
所以靠着我们自己，很多时候没有办法饶恕。
So by ourselves we cannot forgive.
有些事情可能我们可以记一辈子。
There are certain things perhaps we'll remember for our entire life.
哪怕是些很小的事情。
Even very small things.
但是神他是怎么饶恕我们的
？But how did God forgive us?
他是在基督里耶稣里边饶恕了我们。
He forgave us in Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣的饶恕呢？
And what is the forgiveness of Christ?
耶稣他是没有罪的。
Jesus has no sin.
他来到世上他是神能够成为人。
He came to earth, he was a God who became man.
他没有任何罪。
He has no sin.
但是他却被为了我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
But yet it is because of our sin that he was crucified upon the cross.
他在十字架上他向钉他的人他这样祷告。
And towards those who crucified him, he prayed this way.
他说他向父神祷告，他说赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Yeah, he prayed to the Father God saying, forgive them for they know not what they do.
所以无罪的人被我们这些被他创造的有罪的人 被钉在十字架上。
So one who was without sin was crucified upon the cross by those whom he created and was sin.
他却说赦免他们。
But yet he says forgive them.
啊，这就是神的饶恕。
And this is the forgiveness of God.
啊，所以他，我们相信神的人，就我们里边有那个神的生命在我们里面。
If we trust in Him, we will have His life in us.
我们靠着这个神的生命，我们可以饶恕。
And it is that we're able to forgive.
我们有这个饶恕的能力。
We will have the ability to forgive.
啊，这一切都是从神来的。
These are all things that comes from God.
啊，我记得有这样一个故事。
So I remember the story.
啊，有应该是两个合伙人，他们在一起可能是开餐馆或者是做什么生意。
So these two partners in a business.
但是因为这个生意上的有纠纷。
But because there's a dispute in the business.
啊，所以就有了争执，有争吵。
So they had some arguments.
啊，吵到一个地步，当中有一个人就拿枪要把另外一个人打死。
So they argued to such extent that one person took a gun and shot the other one.
但是开了枪，开了几枪之后呢，啊，那个人就已经不行哈，送医院。但是最后呢，他没有死。
So that the person who got shot was taken to the hospital, but eventually he survived.
所以这已经造成了很大的啊这个伤害。
So this was such a disaster.
照我们天然人的想法，我这个被打的人，被枪打的人，绝对不可能再饶恕那个开枪的人，对不对
？So naturally we would think that the person who was shot could never forgive the person who shot him.
啊，但是那个被打的人呢，啊，受伤的人。他没有死，但后来呢？他慢慢就后来信主了。
And so the person who was shot eventually, he came to know the Lord.
啊，他后来就成为我们弟兄。
And he became a brother.
然后他就经常参加聚会。
And he attended service often.
啊，有一天，他在聚会当中，突然间他发现他那个仇人也来到聚会当中。
And so one day.He found, he realized that his adversary was also in the gathering.
就是那个开枪要把他打死的人。
Is the person who shot him and intended to kill him.
那照着我们天人的想法，仇人见面分外眼红，对不对
？And naturally, when enemies meet,
但是这时候他已经信主了。
But now he is a believer.
啊，他里边有神的生命。
And he has a life for God.
他里边也很挣扎。
And he struggled tremendously.
但是呢，神的爱慢慢的就摸着他了。
But God's love slowly touched upon his heart.
可能他那时候还里边挣扎到地步，他甚至不能在这个聚会里边停下来，不能待在这个聚会里。
He struggled to such extent that for a period of time he could not attend service anymore.
他必须要离开这个聚会。
He needed to leave.
但是后来，在外面，神的爱就越来越厉害，越来越强烈。
But God's love continues to grow in him.
啊，他后来就里边就完全过去了。
And until one day that all of this just finally disappeared from his heart.
啊，他回到聚会当中，看到那个仇人，他里边已经没有任何的恨了。
So until one day when he returned to the gathering, he saw his enemy.
因为神的爱摸着他，他能够从心里边完全的饶恕。
And he no longer hated the person, but he was able to completely forgive the other.
但是感谢神，那个仇人，那个开枪打他人，后来也信主了。
And thank God that his enemy also eventually came to know the Lord.
啊，还有一个另外一个例子，也是一个信主的弟兄。
We know another story of another brother who trusted in the Lord.
啊，他也是服侍主的。
He also served God.
但他里边有一件事情呢，一直过不去。
There's something that he could never put down.
啊，就是很多年前呢，他的妻子被人玷污了。
So he many years ago, his wife was abused by someone.
啊，所以这件事情在他里边一直过不去。
So he could never get over this.
他一直不能饶恕那个玷污他妻子的人。
So he could never forgive the person, the offender.
啊，这个事情在他里边一直来一直缠绕了很久。
So this was a struggle for him for many, many years.
那当然，从我们天然人的角度来说，这个是确实是没有办法接受的。
Of course, naturally, this is something that we can never accept.
但是有一天，当他来到神的面前的时候
，So one day when he came before God,
神的爱就完全的充满了他。
God's love completely filled him.
他里边就得到了完全的释放。
And he was finally freed.
啊，他后来就出来，就趴在一个跑到一个跟他很熟的弟兄，趴在他的肩上，他大哭。
And he went to a brother he knew very well and just wept.
这个弟兄也知道他身上是他所发生的事情。
And this brother also know his experience.
他跟这个弟兄说，都过去了，都过去了。
And he tells him, everything is the past. Everything is the past.
啊，他已经从心里边完全饶恕了。
He was able to completely forgive in his heart.
所以神爱我们到一个地步，他愿意把他的生命给我们。
So God loves us to such extent that He's willing to give His life for us.
这个生命里边有饶恕的能力。
And this life has the power to forgive.
因为我们可以看到啊，耶稣如何饶恕我们。
Because we can see how Jesus forgave us.
所以我想回到我们刚才起初一开始讲到那个。我们需要大家思考的一个问题，我们人生的目的是什么
？So I like to return to the question that we posed in the beginning. What is the purpose of life?
我想我们人生的目的应该是在追求爱。
Our purpose of life is perhaps is to find love.
如果没有爱，我们一切都是空的。
If we have not love, then everything else is empty.
但是对我们相信主的人来说
，But for those of us who trust in Him,
与其说我们自己人生有目的，
Perhaps we can, in the beginning, we can say our life has a purpose.
倒不如说神在我们身上有目的。
But rather, the better way to say is that God has a purpose for our life.
因为我们这个人是被造的时候，但是被造之后，我们人犯罪堕落了。
So after we've been created, we sin and it was fallen.
神最初的目的在我们人身上是好的，他是要叫我们管理全地。
And his purpose for us life is good.He wants us to have dominion over this earth.
但是人因着罪的缘故堕落了，远离神了。
But because of sin, man fallen away from God.
所以神在我们身上他要做恢复的工作。
So God has a work of redemption, a restoration in us.
他要让我们这些相信他的人逐渐的能够被他改变，要像他儿子一样的完全。
So for us, he wants to change and he wants to change through his son.
这就是神在我们信他人身上的目的。
And this is the purpose of all those who, his purpose for all those who trust in him.
这也是我们人生的目的。
This is also the purpose of our life.
不但如此。
Not only so.
神为他为信的人所预备的，将来所有信他的人都要去天堂。
And so he has prepared all for heaven for all those who trust in him.
那是一个好的无比的地方。
That is an incomparable place.
有神和耶稣在那边。
There's God and Jesus there.
那里没有眼泪，没有痛苦。
And there's no tears and there's no sadness.
没有罪，没有死亡。
There's no sin and there's no death.
那是一个，是一个我们可以在那边得完全的地方。
It is something that we can be perfect, can be complete there.
这就是所有一切。相信耶稣人的最后的目的地。
This is the goal, the destination of all those who trust in him.
所以我想今天我们大概我们就知道我们人是从哪里来，我们最后要去哪里。
So perhaps today we can truly know where we're from and where we're going.
其实我们如果我们不思考这个问题，我们在人是活在世上其实是没有目的的。
If we don't consider this question, then our life on earth is without meaning.
我们每天就吃吃喝喝。
Every single day, will we eat and drink?
我们最后的目的是什么
？What is our purpose?
最后的目的就是死，死亡。
And our eventual destination is death.
对不对？我们如果是这样的话，我们为什么我们不早点就去死呢？还活在地上有什么意义呢
？And if that were so, then why not just die earlier? What is the point?
这是我们人活在地上的目的。
This is the purpose of man.
所以我们需要思考。
We need to consider this.
那我们再把我们刚才。一开始第一首诗歌我们一起来唱一下。
Let us sing again the first hymn we sing in the beginning.
隔绝他的爱，因他爱我，直到万代，世界不能阻挡他的爱，因他爱我永不更改。他的爱胜过死亡阴霾，他的爱驱走忧愁悲哀，来浇灌我们的心，极乐泉源涌自心底，忧愁不再，我们有喜乐的生命，主爱充满我们的心，生命火花扬自心底，泪水不再，我们有永恒的生命。
那我们再唱一遍，
再唱一遍。
风不能隔绝他的，因他爱我，直到万代，世界不能阻挡他的爱，因他爱我永不更改。他的爱胜过死亡阴霾，他的爱驱走忧愁悲哀，让主爱浇灌我们的心，极乐泉源涌自心底，忧愁不再，我们有喜乐的生命，让主爱充满我们的心，生命火花扬自心底，泪水不再，我们有永恒的生命。
我想啊，朋友们，今天你要不要这个接受这个永远的爱
？Friends, today, do you want to accept this eternal love?
啊，要不要接受那个永远的生命
？Do you want to accept this eternal life?
啊，神是用永远的爱来爱我们。
God loves us with His eternal love.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌，他爱我们直到万代。
And He loves forever, just as we sing.
他对我们的爱也永远不改变。
And His love never changes for us.
啊，没有什么能够使我们啊与神的爱隔绝。
And there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
谁不要这个永远的爱呢
？Who does not want eternal love?
啊，我们有了这个永恒的生命，我们就有永恒的爱。
If we have this everlasting life, then we will have this eternal love.
这个永恒的生命里边啊，也有喜乐，有满足。
And in this eternal And in the external everlasting life, there is also joy and satisfaction.
他也给我们能够有饶恕的能力。
He also gives us the power to forgive.
啊，这个生命很丰富，还有很多，但是我们今天没有时间去讲。
And this life is very abundant. There are many, many other things that we don't have time to share today.
并且神爱我们，他创造我们，他也让我们知道我们将来要去哪里。
He created us, and He also revealed unto us where we're going.
他知道，他让我们知道我们人活在地上的目的是什么。
He help us to know the purpose of our life on earth.
所以我想啊，如果朋友们啊，你们只要做一个决定。
So friends, you only need to but make a single decision.
只要你说要就可以了。
You only need to say I want, and that is enough.
如果说我们说愿意说要，神就会把那个永远的爱、永远的生命给我们。
If we tell him that we want.And He will give us that eternal life and ever.
非常简单，我们不需要做任何其他事情。
It is very simple. There's nothing else we need to do.
啊，我们每个人也是要做自己的决定。
We all need to make a decision for ourselves.
啊，没有别人可以代替我们做决定。
No one can make a decision on our behalf.
啊，我们也不需要等别人。
Nor do we need to wait for others.
我们每一个人是对自己负责。
We are all responsible for ourselves.
啊，因为我不知道我还有多少机会。
I don't know how many more opportunities I have.
啊，你也不知道你有多少机会。
Nor do you know how many more opportunities you have.
啊，所以今天，啊，如果你想要啊这个永远的爱，
想要这个永远的生命的话
，Today, if you know you want this eternal love and this everlasting life,
啊，我邀请你跟我一起做一个祷告。
I invite you to pray with me.
啊，一个诚心的祷告。
Pray truthfully in our heart.
啊，我们旁边的已经信主的弟兄姐妹们。
And for the brothers and sisters who are already trusted in
Him. 啊，我们可以一起来祷告。
We too, let us all pray together.
啊，一起大声的带着我们的朋友们一起来祷告。
And we pray together with our brother, with our friends.
好，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
啊，谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
啊，你是在，你是创造天地万物的神。
You are the God who created heaven and earth and all things.
主啊，你也愿意。啊，为着我们的罪降卑为人。
You're willing to humble yourself for our sin.
主，你为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
And you were crucified upon the cross for our sin.
啊，你流宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And you shed your precious blood to cleanse us of all sin.
并且你也从死里复活。
And yet you have also resurrected from the dead.
你也把你永远的生命赐给我们。
And you've given to us this everlasting life.
主耶稣，我要你。
Jesus, I want you.
求你。现在就住在 我里面。
Please dwell in me.
主啊，把你永远的生命赐给我。
And give me your eternal life.
主啊，你也来引导我。
And may you lead me.
啊，你也，你的爱也实在是非常的丰富。
And your love is very abundant.
你也把真理的圣灵赐给我。
And you've given to us the Holy Spirit.
你也保守我。
And you keep us.
管理我的人生。
May you guide our lives.
叫我能够享受你的爱、喜乐和满足。
May we enjoy your life, love, and joy.
也求你祝福我的全家。
May you bless our entire family.
啊，叫我们全家人都能够得救。
So that our families can be saved.
都能够相信你。
That our family can come to you.
都能一起来享受你的爱。
That we can all come to enjoy your love.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。好，如果有朋友刚才跟我们一起祷告的话，
If there are friends who prayed with us together,
就恭喜你能够成为我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we want to congratulate you for becoming a brother or sister.
等会儿有些东西也会送给你。
And we have a few things later we'd like to give you.
好，我们把下面的时间交给永雄弟兄。
And we give the time back to our brother Gideon.